There it is, one of the very few Taiwanese embassies in the world, or Republic of China as they prefer to style themselves. Here they are, their embassy to the Holy See. And that was the old flag of China to the Communist Revolution 1949. Of course, the Kuomintang fled to the island of Taiwan, where they still are. But almost all countries in the world recognize the People's Republic of China. Because of the One China policy, you can recognize Taiwan or you can recognize China. You cannot recognize both. So the Vatican City is one of the very few sovereign states to have full diplomatic relations with them. And obviously there's an embassy of the Holy See, a nunciate in Taipei. So that's it. And then you've got that a coat of arms of the Vatican City beside it. But that's not the ordinary one. They don't know what it's about. Okay, so they've got the cross keys of St. Peter, one silver, one gold, and then the papal tiara. And below that, the Malaysian embassy, the Canadian embassy, and so on, because it really is a totally independent country, even with its own army, the Swiss Guard. Yes, they are all recruited from Switzerland. So here I am on Via della Conciliazione, as in, is named because of the Lateran Pact of, was it 1930, when Kingdom of Italy, as it then was, form full diplomatic relations with the Holy See, pay them compensation from some of the sequestrated properties and distrained goods, and all the rest of it, and recognize the absolute independence of the Vatican City. It goes on today, even under the Italian Republic. So that's it. So leading up to St. Peter's Basilica there. And then you can see this Via della Conciliazione. Okay. And look at that. The year 1953. And you see Romulus and Remus and the she-wolf. Okay. So that's it, and more flags of more countries like Argentina. I can see there Albania, top right, Angola. There was Azerbaijan, Russia, the European Union. Is it Paraguay and so forth? Okay, I'll switch it off now.